Let's get to business. Should we start with the carryout? Of course, this is our nightly segment where I read the newspaper. So you at home, you don't have to. Here are today's top stories. Trump is taking on the Pope. Well, I call him New Pope. New Pope questioned Trump's Christianity over the Build the Wall chicanery. Trump called New Pope a disgrace. Maybe if Trump can't pull off this presidency, I wonder if he could just run for Pope. Pope Trump, I talk to God. God says you're idiots. You huge idiots. I really got to work on my Trump. That's all I got. So obvious. This is interesting. No Chicago police officers have died in the line of duty since 2011. What? What's more amazing is that's the longest stretch in Chicago since the 19th century. You know, when cops died from dysentery. Terrible way to die. A new Chicago testosterone study proves that when we have more testosterone, we have more energy.
Yes! Yes, that's what I'm talking about! Yes!
Side effects may include an affinity for Stetson cologne.
Oh! I love to smell like leather!
Could it be? Could the city actually lose a lawsuit over building the Lucas Museum on the lakefront? Good! We could keep that land as God and Daniel Burnham intended it to be, a Soldier Field parking lot. The Chicago Tribune has a new editor. Bruce Dold comes over from the editorial board. Former editor Jerry Kern retired, effective immediately. Immediately? Now how are employees supposed to make commemorative plates or buy them golf clubs or whatever else you do at retirement parties? Do you ever think about that? Maybe employees like going to the plate store and making commemorative plates on a Saturday afternoon for their old boss. You never know. Thousands of black-tipped sharks are hovering around the Florida coast because, you know, that's normal. Scientists are blaming climate change. So there you go. You thought that buying that gas-guzzling Hummer wouldn't have any effect on the planet. Now, you can't swim in Florida during winter without sharks eating you. You know, I was apathetic with the ice caps, but now sharks in Florida in the winter is personal. Peace Pizza in Wicker Park is being sued by the Red Hot Chili Peppers and Weezer for doing live karaoke. Wait, are they suing over the rights, or are they suing because everyone goes to the bar and stops paying attention when someone picks Under the Bridge? I don't want to ever go. Yeah, I'm going to go get a beer. You want to get out of this place? So lame. In weather, almost 60 tomorrow, but really windy. You know what? No deal. In sports, and you thought the Bulls were going to stand pat. Nope. The Bulls recognized the need to shake up the lineup, so they traded Kurt Heinrich to the Hawks for a guy named Holiday and a second-round pick. Second-round pick? Really? They got more than one round in basketball? Yeah, you learn something new every day. Well, I guess when it comes playoff time, instead of saying, come on, Heinrich, we'll just say, come on, second round pick. They should make the second round pick wear the goggles. Former Chicago Bear Jared Allen retired today. He posted a video on Twitter saying goodbye, and then he just rode off on a horse. Really, he just rode off on a horse. Yeah, and I don't know why he didn't fit in here in Chicago. Nah, I don't get it. The Blackhawks visited the White House today. President Obama said he was the Hawks' lucky charm, and the Hawks gave him a lifetime parking pass to the United Center. Yeah, that's actually awesome. I hope it's not one of those satellite parking lots, though. No shuttle. No shuttle for President Obama. Don't make him go drink at a bar to get on a half bus. Josh Whitman is the new Illini athletic director. He talked to the press today saying that the Illini sports has to regain its identity. Wait, what identity is that exactly? Read option over and over and over to Rashard Mendenhall? A couple of 500 seasons with Jeff George? Tony Eason? Anybody? Wait, is he talking Butkus? We going all the way back to Butkus? And Tom Ricketts said today that his vision for the plaza around Wrigley Field is like a European town. I guess that makes sense. Have you been to a town in Wales after the bar shut down? It's like World War Z. I mean, they just walk down the middle of the street, fighting, screaming, peeing on cars. So yeah, Clark Street. And finally, it's National Drink Wine Day. So if you're out and about, make sure you order a glass of Chardonnay. But if you're at home, come on, who are we kidding? You're already halfway through the bottle. Finish it off, lightweight. Finish it off! Finish it off! Oh, God. Testosterone. Less to carry out for February 18th, 2016. Hey, you should order the perch salad. Nobody ever orders the perch salad. I don't know why. Coming up, the Colonel, Richard Dent. We're going to sit down at the big table, spread out, and talk about his career in Chicago, what he thought about town when he was drafted. Lots to talk about. Also, we're going to talk about mortgage rates and the refi boom. and the disappointing trade day for the Chicago Bulls. It's the Download here on WGN. Stay with us.